Hey all, how's it going? This is Rob again with American Patriot Preppers. Today we're doing a podcast. This will also be uploaded on YouTube. You can find us at American Patriot Preppers. I'm going to go ahead and stick some links down there where you can find us on our podcast. And every now and again we'll go live as well to talk about some good stuff. So the topic for today is a bug out location. So this is something that probably every prepper dreams to have or wants to acquire, and which is bug out location is just a piece of land. I recommend at least 15 acres. Some people can go a little less depending on the size of group that you have. But with us, we have quite a bit of people in our family that's actually currently discussing getting some type of bug out location away from home. So basically it's a piece of land out of your neighborhood, preferably away from other people, and where you can set up just different things for surviving, your fruit trees, your vegetable gardens, and your property. It's a must-have to have some type of water source running through it, a natural stream, or the ability to have a well or some type of water source on the property. That way, because water is basically crucial to life, it's a must-have. So if you get a piece of property and it doesn't have any water source, then it'd be very difficult to try and survive without going outside of your bug-out location. But this will be a short episode about it. I drew a little diagram on the board over here on planning your routes and stashing away supplies on the routes. So preferably your bug out location, it could be up the road if it's out in the country, or 1 to 3 day hike if you have bicycles, of course. And I know you're thinking probably, why don't we just drive our cars there? But if some crazy EMP or something like that happens, most electronics probably won't work, so you're going to need to rely on your navigation skills and to get there. And I'd highly recommend as well to hike the location. If you do have a location, go ahead and hike it and get familiar with how to get there, maybe multiple ways if you can, and to stash supplies along the way. So before you leave, you should already be set up at your current home with a 24-hour bag, a bug out bag. So this is a bag where you have food and drinks, water that could help you comfortably survive for at least 2 days. So if your hike to your bug out location takes between 1 and 3 days, you already have a 2 day supply that you can survive on. So if you walk your route out and you know it takes you a day to get to a certain location, you can hide some supplies there a day to restock everyone, so you never really run out of supplies. But let me take you over to the board, and we're going to take a look at this real quick. See if we can do it. This is the first time I'm using the board, so my artwork is flawless, of course. Sorry about the glare there. But so the setup here is a 15 acre or more property, of course wooded. It should be undeveloped and mostly wooded. So if you keep it wooded, mostly you're gonna have game still come through, which can be a source of food supply. And then of course you got the extra land to plant your other types of food, say vegetables, fruit trees, and berry bushes and things like that. So this is your neighborhood with all your neighbors, and this is the hiking trail to get to your bug out location. So basically you're going to start here with a 2 day supply, and about a day's walk you want to go ahead and hide some supplies there, somewhere preferably in a airtight, watertight, sealed container. And of course, if it's been a year or two, if you're lucky enough to get a bug out location, you're going to want to make sure you update your supplies, make sure everything's still good. And then another day's walk, so basically day two, if it takes you 3 days to get there, you want to hide some more supplies to resupply so you can be comfortable. And you can also camp if you need to take a rest. And of course, the rest of the hike will take you to your bug out location. displayed on the board beautifully there. So basically, once you're at your bug out location, in an ideal world, you want it to already be sustainable and have a setup to where you could just live comfortably, basically, and to continue to work to keep up the property and the food supplies and different things like that. So I could do another episode on the circle. Basically, it's a way you set up your supply. I mean, your trees and your fruit. I mean, your fruit and vegetables and berries. It's a nice little setup. It helps promote like a little ecosystem and keeps everything safe. All your fruit trees in the middle and everything else around it. So, but that's pretty much it. We're at the 5 to 10 minute mark, and today's was, of course, was about a bug out location. So you guys make sure you subscribe. I'm going to try and post some more videos, and check out our YouTube and our podcast that you're listening to now. Links will be in the description, and of course I'll go live on YouTube every now and again. We'll get some input from everyone and we can all learn from each other. So that's basically why the group American Patriot Preppers was set up, so we can all get together and pretty much learn from each other and learn about tips and tricks. I do post lots of good PDF files on how-to and survival and prepping and different things like that. So make sure you go to the MeWe group and join our group, get in our chat room, chat with all the cool people. It's pretty fun and exciting. We learn a lot of good things and share with each other. So again, this is Rob with American Patriot Preppers. I'll see you guys next time. Keep on prepping.